We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And let me tell you, we have something special coming up. NFL Insider Brian Baldinger from RDC Sports NFL. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lacanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts.
The reason I thought right away to book Brian Baldinger, there is simply nobody in sports media better at looking at a tape and understanding what's going on than Brian. Yep. We are honored to have him, courtesy of Entercom, and he's on a line with us right now. Hi, Brian. How are you today?
I'm good, Angelo. Good to be with you, man. How are you doing?
Brian, we are puzzled, and we're looking for answers, and you're the guy who could give them to us. Let's start with Wentz, because that's what everybody's talking about. How different is he now from 3 years ago, Brian?
Well, I mean, he doesn't look like the same person. He plays with no confidence whatsoever, and the ball doesn't go where he wants it to go, and he's just uncertain about what he's looking at right now. And uncertainty is a quarterback killer. And so he's just not definitive about what he is doing. And so he doesn't look anything like he did 3 years ago.
Well, Brian, could you take us inside the interception that went for the touchdown to pick six? Because a lot of people say Rager was open early in the route and he didn't get rid of the ball and then he threw up that balloon. What did you see on that play?
Well, I mean, he changes the play. So it's an audible call. Now, whether it was a check with me audible or he just changed the play at the line, it's a check. You can see it. And it's second and seven. And on the play, it's really a two-receiver route. Fulgham is going deep, and it's really a play for Rager, who's just kind of sitting down in an open area. Kind of, it's his own look. That's why Denzel Ward blitzed, because he's on the other side of the field. He's their best corner. He wasn't over to the twin side. So it's his own look. You know it's zone right away. And Carson's looking right at him. I mean, he drops back. The throw is to him. He's looking back for the ball in a void. And for whatever reason, whether it's Sione Takitaki is in his way or whatever, he then is going to go to Miles Sanders, who's the check down. And when he went to go to Miles Sanders, by that point, Denzel Ward had nothing to do because both tight ends stayed in the block. So he's just looking for work, and he came on a blitz and hit him on the backside, and, you know, Cleveland's got themselves an easy touchdown.
Looking for work. I love that. Here's the thing. In a more general sense, Brian, now, we see Carson hanging on to the ball so long.
Yeah.
Is he missing people? Is he not seeing the field? What's going on? He isn't.
No. That's why. You can't hold the ball. You got 2.5 seconds, Angelo.
Yeah.
You got 2.5 seconds to make decisions. It's about speed of, you know, accuracy is important, and he's not being accurate. But speed of decision-making is the most important quality for a quarterback. I mean, you got to see it. You got to see it now. You got to make a decision. I mean, in most, like, if you look at any offense, Angelo, everybody is trying to get five receivers out for the most part. Now, there's play action, you max protect, all that. But you basically have a three-receiver side and a two-receiver side. And you really pre-snap, you sort of predetermine a lot of times, you're going to go to one side or the other. So if you're going to work the three-receiver side, what's your progression? Where are you going? You're going to work the two-receiver side. I mean, it's really, that's kind of how you break it down. That's how you look at the field. And I just don't know what makes him go one way versus the other way a lot of times. And he's holding it. I'd say that the first three sacks are on Carson. I mean, he's got to get the ball out of his hands.
Well, that was the next thing I want to ask you about, was the sack in the end zone. Brian, you were a terrific offensive lineman yourself. Everybody knows before the snap, quarterback's got to unload that ball, right? Mm-hmm. What's he doing camp back there in the end zone for that amount of time?
Well, there's okay, so that play.
Yeah.
All right, it's third and eight, Angelo. It's good job by you. It's third and eight. 3:43 to go in the third quarter, 10-7 game. So there's a three-receiver side, which is he looks at. If he looks at the two-receiver side, Dallas Goedert's going to score a touchdown.
Oh.
All right, so he's got his hand wide open. But he goes to three-receiver side. Okay. So you basically have three players, including Ward, who's kind of just a late check-down throw, okay? And he's open. He's looking back for the ball. I mean, you might not get the first down, but you're not going to take a safety. They've basically taken the two other receivers away. Like I would have thought that as soon as he looked over there at the left side, he'd go to the right side. So, but he stayed on the left side. And if you're going to stay over there to the three-receiver side, then just throw the check down. Just hit Ward on the play, and maybe he makes somebody miss and picks up the 8 yards, and you keep moving. But, you know, that play right there, I mean, that's on Carson. I don't know what he's looking at on the play.
It's amazing. The more general question, the one the whole city's talking about this week, Brad, is whether or not you keep playing Carson. Would it benefit him to sit down for a while?
You know, I remember this, Angelo, just a quick story. 2003, Donovan got off to a bad start. They were 0-2. They're going up to Buffalo. I was doing a game for Fox that day. They go up to Buffalo, and I write an article in the Sporting News magazine saying that it would benefit Donovan and the Eagles to sit Donovan in the game and play the backup, whoever it was at the time. So Andy Reid comes to the production meeting. He's got the article in his hand in the magazine, and he takes the article, and he rips it right out of the magazine in front of me for show. And he says, this is what I think of your article. And I go, well, he's not playing good, Andy. Like, what are you going to do? He goes, look, sometimes Larry Bird had to shoot the ball to get hot, and sometimes he had to shoot the ball to stay hot. He goes, I'm going to ride my quarterback. So, I mean, either ride the quarterback right now or you go play the young kid. And because P.J. Walker just won a game and Travis, you know, I mean, Taysom Hill just won a game, and they played their backups, and they both won. They both played really well. So other teams are playing their backups. I mean, I think sometimes it can be humbling. Nobody, you know, he's not going to feel good about it. But the team isn't confident around Carson right now. And so you can keep riding him the way, you know, Andy rode Donovan, and it was the right move. They won that day. It was a big game. They turned their season around. But, you know, the team doesn't look confident around him right now. It's not a personal attack or anything. That position has to play good. Or great, you can't hide the position. And so, to answer your question, I mean, I think it's a real discussion point inside the building, whether to go with Jalen. I don't know what he looks like in practice, if he gets any reps or whatever, but I don't know. I saw these other kids go out there and play good on Sunday, and nobody was expecting anything out of Taysom Hill or P.J. Walker, and they both played really good.
All right, Brian, I got one more. I've been waiting for this. I'm really looking forward to this because – you analyze the game so well, and boy, you're the best at offensive lineman. Jason Peters, what did you see Sunday from Jason?
He wasn't as bad as it looked, to be honest with you.
Ah.
I mean, but, you know, it could help if, you know, if everything else was working right and everybody else playing up to their levels. But at this point, what is wrong with Jordan Mulata? Like, he's played good. Just let him grow into the position. I don't really think there's a big need. I think if there's one position, honestly, that Jason Peters would be an upgrade, that'd be at right guard. Like, that's the original plan, was to play him at right guard. And if you played him in there, Matt Pryor has struggled. And I'd just put Jason Peters at right guard and put Mulata at left tackle and go beat Seattle. That's what I would do.
Wow, so you're saying that Mulata a better lineman at this point in his career than Peters is in his?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think he's a better athlete at this point. He stays on his feet.
Wow.
He doesn't have the experience that Jason has and can see all the things that he does. But, look, I mean, Jason Peters is past the twilight. I mean, I used to say and joke around all the time, you play as long as you can and then two more years. Well, that's where Jason Peters is at right now. He's on that two-more-year plan. But, like, you know, I mean, there was nothing wrong with the way Jordan Mulata was playing. Nothing. Like, just play him out there. He looks like a left tackle to me.
Wow. Last thing, Brian, and I hate to even ask this. It's going to upset Al, but I have to. was 2017 a fluke?
No, it wasn't a fluke. I mean, the things did fall right for him. But, you know, they got to the postseason. Anything could happen. And they, you know, they struck magic in the postseason. I mean, look, if Julio Jones catches that ball in the end zone on the last play of the game for the Falcons, like, nothing happens. But, you know, it fell right for him. And, you know, what happened in Minnesota against a good team happened. And Nick Foles played the game of his life in the biggest day of his life. So, you know, sometimes that's the way it works. But, you know, the schedule was really soft in the middle. You know, I mean, you look at the team, Chicago, San Francisco, they're all really bad teams. They were just ganging up on them. You know, it felt right for them. But you can never take away a championship, never. Once you hoist that Vincent Lombardi trophy over your head, you can never take it away.
Well, people should listen to it, Jason Lockefroy. We're going to do that thing right now. But, Brian, you're spectacular. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Yep. All right, Angel.
The great Brian Baldinger. Who's going to tell us more about Brian?
Alice.
I'm going to tell you more about Brian.
Look, he's confused. He had thing to read. He does it 5 minutes early the first time, and then he looks at me like, what am I doing
still
now?
Still looks confused.
Read the outro.
This was outro. RDC Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far extra mile really goes. You can also hear Brian and Jason Lockenfor on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts.
Not that confusing. There was a beautiful read, too.
Wasn't any better.
You thought Rhea was doing that one?
No, I was told.
The woman was stuck in an elevator.
I was told that you were doing it.
I was doing it?
He's doing it.
I can't do it.
It's
a car company. Thank you.
Well, you know, you guys are just so smooth and
you know that,
go Rhea, so
I'm
well.
I'm going to tell you why that is, because it's a lot of years of working together. Let me give you a quick start.
Yeah, please do.
So, Rhea uses stuck in the elevator.
Yes.
I feel it's important to know people coming in that she's stuck in the elevator, because they're going to be using the elevator. Mm-hmm. I text message Keith Jones.
Yeah.
He responds immediately. I text message my partner of 29 years here at the WIP Morning Show. Before that, we even worked together in morning sports. We've been together. We've known each other almost 40 years. And I text message Al. Ghosted.
Well, what am I supposed
to
do?
You never replied?
No. Why don't you explain what happened?
But I got a text message that Rhea was stuck in the elevator.
Right.
From
what
who?
The hell am I supposed
who
to
was
do?
It from?
Who?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
I am not on his phone list.
It's not in his contacts.
It was some number. He
years.
Didn't know who's 30 years, Rhea. He didn't
phone.
Know I was texting him.
I figured from the building or something.
And I got, you know what I saw out when I came in at 6 o'clock.
30 well, years you guys worked together.
30
you don't,
years.
Do you guys ever, like, communicate besides
no.
on the show?
Well, I mean, what to... am I, what is the, she's stuck in it. What do, how do I, what am
That's not the well, story.
What?
Jonesy immediately replied, "Got it, pal, thanks."
What do you got?
Yes.
What do you got?
I had his number, I had his name.
Did you know it was me?
No, he doesn't know.
No.
30 years
you don't talk off the air. It's amazing
years.
To me.
I'm not even, how many numbers you got on your phone?
It was brought to you by.
How many numbers do you have on your phone?
I don't know, a lot.
400 or 500?
Probably, yeah.
I didn't make Al's top 500.
It's amazing.
30 years.
What a disgrace you
are. 30 years.
She's in the elevator. She might as well said she baked the cake. There's nothing I can do.
I have a new bucket list item.
Al, I will say
to
this.
Make it on your phone.
Al's the only one who didn't ask me how I was.
Of course
she
not.
Never
well,
does.
Well, she's here. She's fine. It's like she's not like she was
He's
shaking.
He's scared.
Or
you'll
anything.
Ask him how he is. And you don't want that answer.
Matt's on the line with us. Hi, Matt. Good morning. You're on 94 WIP. Do you believe that, Al? I am not on Al's phone, Matt. Matt, are you there?
Hey. Good morning. I am here.
I'm not on Al's phone, Matt. Say something.
Well, that's
blocked.
Unbelievable. He's just so unconcerned. I can kind of believe it.
Do you have pizza places on there?
Yeah, Riviera.
<That's good>. I'm below pizza places.
They call them more than you do.
Now, you got any vets on there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm way below the pets.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, man.
Well, at least you're not blocked.
I'll bet you somebody's on that list that's dead.
Oh, yeah.
I am alive,
every
and
year.
I'm losing to dead people.
I have four dead people on my phone. I don't have the heart
you
to
do?
Remove them.
No,
yeah.
I don't either.
All right, but at least I'm there.
Yes.
dead people are on
your wife is on the phone, Gail.
My wife is on your phone.
Because what's the point of you being on it? You don't know how to use the phone. If I need to get a hold of you, I send things to Gail.
Is that lame, Jones?
I appreciate the text this morning, Ange. Thank you.
And you handle it like a pro. No. You did not ghost.
We're friends.
All right, anyway, Matt, what do you want to say about Carson Wentz?
Well, with Carson and the Eagles, you know, I never thought I would see anything worse than Matt Glentak's bullpen, but what a time to be alive, you know.
That's very good.
You had to bring that back up, right, Matt? You're right. What's the story? I mean, I tried to get out of Brian Boulder. He said he's not the same person. You wouldn't know he was the same guy as 3 years ago. How does that happen?
But with one thing with Wentz, like, I'm not defending him, but, like, people get so annoyed at him for, you know, saying he's not going to change. But look at his coach, man. And, like, his coach does the same thing. He says the same thing every time. Oh, he's not going to change his aggressiveness. Well, you got to, you know, if you have a bad team, you got to change.
I'm with you, Matt. Matt, give me a quarterback as bad as Wentz is right now.
Well, I think he was the first-round pick, and I think his completion percentage was, I don't know, like lower 50s or something. Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez.
Butt fumble.
Oh, butt fumble is on our list.
He's actually a pretty good analyst now.
He is not a bad analyst, but he was a horrible quarterback.
Yeah.
215-592-0610. I want you.
94-94.
I did it again. 215-592-94.
You're a little flustered. I was stuck in the elevator.
I am. Do you notice I've been flustered all morning and I wasn't in the elevator? Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, we got an awkward situation coming up now because Lamont is on the line.
Oh.
So I don't know if Andy the Troll can call during a work time.
Nope.
But Lamont called out Andy the Troll.
Andy will call.
And we may have a blowout here when we come back. Hmm. Also, later in the hour, John Johnson deals with the rumor started by Ben Simmons' sister that there might be a big trade today.
Uh-huh.
John Johnson will be on top of that at 8:40. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time, 8:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.